الله نزل أحسن الحديث، الله نزل أحسن الحديث كتاب متشابح مثاني تقشعر منه جلود الذين يخشون ربهم ثم تلين جلودهم وقلوبهم إلى ذكر الله ذلك هدى الله يهدي به من يشاء ومن يضلل الله فما له من هاد. Allah hath revealed the fairest of statements, a scripture consistent, paired. Whereat does creep the flesh of those who fear their Lord, so that their flesh and their hearts soften to the vicar of Allah. Such is Allah's guidance, wherewith He guideth whom He will, and him whom Allah sendeth astray, for him there is no guide. The very flesh starts to do dhikr of Allah. For the realized ones, the very flesh, the very pores of their being are engaged in remembering their Lord. They become spherical, without direction, on the footstep of the Prophet ﷺ, who is able to see those in front of him and behind him. They lose spatial direction, and the very flesh, the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Not to wear the shaykh's clothes, because they have been in contact with the flesh that has been wrapped in the dhikr of Allah. And this is the source of the barakah of the athar of the Prophet ﷺ. If you wanted shifa, and you just glanced at it, or looked at it, or drank water, or touched anything that had touched his blessed body, ﷺ, it would give all shifa and all cure. And in the same way, the shaykhs, if they are realized, if they truly know Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and from the very innermost secret, they are yearning for Him, then that flesh creeps with the dhikr of Allah. And anything that touches that flesh then is worthy of your honor, because we're not like that. Etan mera chashma ho murshid nu dekhna raja hu. If all of my being became a looking glass, I still would not tire from looking at my shaykh. Lo lo vich lakh lakh chashma, main ik khola ik kajja hu. In every pore of my being, there are countless eyes looking. One closes, if one shuts, another will open. Murshid da didar, menu babu lakh karora. For me, Babu, to look at the vision of the Shaykh, to glance upon the Shaykh, is worth 1,000 Hajj and pilgrims. Number 20. Not to wear new clothes without the Shaykh's permission. This is haram for the murid in Tajreed, i.e. those who have left the dunya and live in the Zawiya. These murids don't take anything of the dunya except from the shaykh. We don't live in that situation, because the shaykh, our shaykh, doesn't have a zawiya at the moment in which he is permanently residing or present at. But in the future, if if Allah wills and that situation happens, perhaps some of the people here or people who you will go and pass these notes on to will one day live in a zawiya, totally having left the world. Going back to which hadith that we've already talked about, the Ahlul Sufa, copying the people of the bench. Yes? Don't tell me you've forgotten that already. In Tajreed, it's very unlikely in this day and age where we've come so far from the origins of the fountain of spirituality that this would become a permanent fixture for anyone. Sheikh Muhammad's family are Khalwati by Tariqa originally. The great-great-grandfather, Sheikh Muhammad Abul Hassan, I think, one of the ones, I think, early ones who migrated, he was from the Khalwati Tariqa. That Tariqa practiced a lot of tajreed, a lot of seclusion. And they keep people in for those 40 days that are famously mentioned of Musa alayhi salam, etc., etc., or the 40 days of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam when he went to Hira, or as many times as he went away. But in the modern setting, these things have become very difficult. Imam Bouzidi lives in a time which we don't recognize. This world 200 years ago doesn't exist. But nevertheless, the symbolism of these things is important. For example, I've done this many times, made a mistake in clothes, etc. And the Sheikh corrects you. He wants people to dress in a certain way, elegantly. He wants people to be dressed smart. So if anyone looks at them, they see the beauty not only of Islam, but of this particular congregation, so that you don't put others off and you say, you know, a person from outside will look at what you are from the exterior before they get to know the interior. So it's unlikely that we'll get into a situation where the Sheikh overlords us to this extent that we can't even change our clothes and put on new clothes unless it's with his permission. If you did it now and rang him every time, Sheikh, my clothes are really torn, can I get a Sheikh? What are you talking about? But in the future, we don't know. God forbid, if we live in those times when all of these beautiful facilities and amenities are taken away and people have to go back on horseback, etc. I mean, good for the people who are with the Mahdi, etc. But if we have to go back to a time where things do become a little bit more primitive from a luxury point of view, then yes, we'll be thankful that we're like the people of Sufa begging outside the house and door of the Sheikh. But symbolically, this is the point, that you don't put anything on which is overly elaborate, which is more than the Sheikh, for example. And that will come later. Number 21, not to complain to the Sheikh about any of your worldly affairs, as the dunya is not your aim. People who do this seldom achieve success. Are you still writing?